This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the Evening Edition. Don't forget, it's Talk Back All Day, 03-771-09000.
Yep, that's right. So, you know, speaking of brilliant football maneuvers, France won.
That's right, Caroline. Thank you for updating me on some of the biggest news ticket items of the past, I don't know, 20-odd hours or so. Thank you very much. France defeated Croatia at a score of 4-2.
All right, so we're opening the phone line, 03-771-09000. Any comments on, I suppose, Parliament being in session?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That was also big in the news today. And, of course, today marked the first day of Parliament, the first since Pakatan Harapan took federal power in the May 9th general election. This would be the 14th sitting of the Dewan Rakyat. We've got Ken on the line. Hi, Ken.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm on the way driving back.
All right. Tell us what's on your mind.
I think, first of all, I think it's not good for the opposition for them to walk out from the house. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I think they have forgotten one thing, is that they have forgotten that how they become the Ali Parliament and the people actually vote for them. And they should honor, at least take the sumpah first, and then they walk out from the house. Okay.
At least respect the ceremony and respect the house before proceeding with their protests.
Yes, because people vote is because that these people still believe that they can deliver to the areas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And these people trust them, and they should honor to sumpah that they will deliver this promise to their rakyat and to the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think they should at least sumpah first, okay, and mm-hmm. before they walk out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then what I wanted to see in all the parliament sessions, maybe, is that because we have a new appointed speaker.
Yeah.
And he's been known, or I mean, in the media say that he's someone that's very neutral.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that, I mean, in all the debates and all the topics and all these situations like today, mm-hmm. he will be, in a very neutral positions and rather than one-sided or biased.
Ken, can I ask, as Parliament will be in session for the next month or so, will you be following closely, or is this something that you're going to be following for maybe the next few days? And then, you know, as Parliament goes on, a lot of the details get somewhat lost in the rest of the news. What's your feeling about it?
I think I will be following closely. I mean, daily is like today I see things on YouTube, So I would say I very much like to see how things change from the new setup, new house, new speaker, and new governments, and the other things I also like to see, like the new Pakatan government, is that are they going to, I mean, be more professionals to be not to be like previously the parliament session.
Will we have a more dignified house, I suppose? Now, that's interesting. So Ken is obviously looking forward, observing the proceedings. Mm. I am wondering whether or not this is something new for you as well. Have you bothered looking into things before?
Mm-hmm.
And are you looking
And how familiar
to,
are you
with the process?
With the process of it as well. 03-771-09000. We've got Ahmad on the line. Hi, Ahmad.
Hello, Ezra. Hello.
Caroline,
sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, right. What I think is the opposition is still the same. Get it?
Tell us more.
Previous opposition was like that. I mean, not that way. I mean, I think they have been in opposition longer, so I think they know how to do it. But opposition seems to still to be the same. For me, the past opposition also involved in some of the shouting match and everything, and not have the decorum accorded for the speaker. And, well, it seems that opposition is still the same. But I haven't seen the government backbenches yet. Mm-hmm. The previous backbenches was, well, terrible. Honestly, the previous one was terrible. Hopefully, this one is better. But the opposition seems to be still to be the same. think that's quite sad because it's supposed to be dignified and wait for your turn to speak because that's what the role of a speaker is.
And Ahmad, what did you make of two or three MPs who didn't participate in the walkout? What do you make of that?
They're making progress. I suppose because those three MPs that stayed was previously in the government, not the backbenches. The backbenches was absolutely horrendous last time. They were, I don't know, I mean, if I name names, then somebody will hear it. But yeah, the previous backbenches were terrible. The opposition was just as the same. And hopefully, the new backbenches will be better, and the government as well. But the opposition, I hope they too will be better. Just wait for your turn to speak. Don't get into the shouting match. I have been watching the Parliament channels since it was been broadcasted by Radio Television Malaysia. And, I mean, I watched BBC Parliament as well, and nobody get involved in the shouting match, just as what happened in Malaysia.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in, Ahmad, and sharing your views with us.
Yeah, that's right. So very interested in the backbenches, it would appear.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. There's a lot to get through in terms of, you know, just even the seating arrangements as to where specific MPs are seated. Even that carries a lot of weight and significance to the power dynamics of those respective coalitions.
It certainly doesn't. It's interesting that you say that, right? So in the backbenches of the opposition, of course, we have a former prime minister.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm. The Pekan MP. Mm-hmm. We've got Razif next on the line. Hi, Razif.
Hi. Hi.
Good evening. Tell us what's on your mind.
Okay. I'm all supporting what the netizen says about what happens today at the house. I do think that those MPs who didn't walk out are quite heroic in that sense because they bring a hope of a Malaysia Baru. Mm-hmm. But because today is Monday and last night was the final of the World Cup, so I'm not really in the mood of working today. So I go through all my Facebook posts and read out all the comments by the netizens. But one joke cracks me up today. This one netizen says that, okay, what are they doing? They are really childish, walking out. If you don't agree with the speaker, just use a headphone, something like that. So that joke really cracks me up, you know. So I don't really get I don't really follow the Malaysian politics quite details, basically. But I know about all this walking out of the house from previous oppositions, and now they are doing the same things, stuff like that. Just that's basically my extent of how Malaysian Parliament is, my knowledge of Malaysian Parliament is.
All right.
Cool. You're on it today, clearly.
That's right. And I'm sure, you know, despite the comedic moments, I'm sure there'll be more of that to come, you know, in the coming days and weeks. We've got another caller on the line. Azmir is next on the line. Hi, Azmir.
Hi, Ezra. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Azmir. What are your thoughts?
I wonder why people don't ask why the walkout was staged today.
Why the walkout was staged today, did you say?
Yeah.
I think the leader of the opposition, Zahid Hamidi, did address that. He was asked why the walkout was staged, and he said that they didn't agree with the process. Rather, it wasn't about the individual who was chosen, it was the process.
The process of the appointment of the speaker, right?
Yes,
that's right.
That's right.
So what do you think about the process? Do you think it has been duly followed, or is it something that was not followed and that's why they do the walkout?
Well, you know, that's something that they're trying to sort of express through some form of evidence, right? So we don't know. Yeah. What do you think about it?
I think when you have exhausted all the other avenues, I saw them trying to interrupt the lady who was speaking, and it was not being attended. So I guess in the end they all staged a walkout, like what the current government did last time when they were in the opposition.
Yeah, it's a very popular move right around the world. Generally, parliaments, the walkout is a regular thing.
Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense. So I don't understand what the records about them walking out when, according to them, some of the rules not being followed. So that's one of the civil thing to do to show how you disagree with the system.
All right. Terrific stuff. Thank you very much for calling in, Asmir.
So it's interesting. Do you agree with that? Do you think that was the right way to go about it? Do you think it's civil to stage a civilized and dignified walkout, perhaps?
Our next caller is Victor. Hi, Victor.
Hi, good evening, Caroline and Ezra.
Hi, Victor. What are you thinking today?
I think I have become more and more of a fan of this, our own KJ.
Yeah, it sounds like it. The last time you talked to us about it, you were quite impressed with
this program is really dedicated to the evolution of how Victor feels about Kairi Jamaluddin.
Yeah, and then I think he is becoming more and more musically inclined. I smile when I read this Malaysia Kini headline. All by myself.
Yes.
And with this KJ photo there.
Yes.
All by myself. Of course, it's a song by Celine Dion.
Yeah.
And I also actually, WhatsApp, BFM, quoting Thomas Jefferson, that a person with courage is a majority. So I think KJ is a majority. So we need people like him. And I think the reason for the workout is very lame. The previous government has done 10 times worse than that. Mm. And yet, when the opposition then walk out, this government making all sort of noise. So now, the shoe is in the other foot, and they do the same. So anyway, well done, KJ.
All right, thank you very much, Victor. Our final caller before we head to the 6:30 news, Dr. Rajesh, is no longer on the line.
No.
Well, a wide variety of perspectives and comments about today's proceedings, and also, of course, we've got some texts and tweets as well.
So this one in from Iz saying, why waste time with the gimmick of the opposition walking out? They should be gentlemanly and discuss it in a manly manner. Okay, I don't know whether, that's necessarily inclusive gender-wise. But yeah, I guess I know where you want it to be just more dignified, I'd say. This one from Jessica saying, we appreciate the very few of you being respectful, and that truly fits our expectation of Malaysia Baru. Aaron Raj says, the opposition showed how childish and silly they were. At least two people were wise. This portrays that they didn't change at all, or they have perhaps forgotten that they are in the opposition.
All right. A lot of callers calling in, giving their take on how they feel about the opposition walkout.
Yep. And in fact, a lot of messages coming in as well. This one from John Lim, who said, it's just an excuse to punting parliament. Faisal says, I disagree with walking out when the previous opposition did it. I disagree with it now. It's akin to banging an empty drum. It attracts attention, but it has no substance.
All right. 0377109000 is the number to call if you have any thoughts and comments on it. We've got Fabian on the line. Hi, Fabian.
Yeah, hi. Hi, guys.
Good evening. Tell us what you think.
No, nowadays, girls also we call guys.
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay, I just have not much to say, but except that very, very disappointing. Disappointing because we voted a new government, new Malaysia, but we also want to see a strong opposition because to keep the government in check. So what they did was actually not very disappointing. Not,
it was
not
counterproductive, perhaps?
That's correct. You see, with every government, there has to be a strong opposition as well. I mean, it looks like now there is even after the elections, there was hardly any opposition. Now it's looking to turn out that way, so it's quite disappointing. That's my my general comment about this whole thing. Very disappointing.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in, Fabian.
However, point of note, I mean, this walking out, like we said a little earlier, it isn't something that is unique to our new, brand new opposition. It's something that's been taking place quite a bit in the past.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've got another caller on the line. Diane is on the line. Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Tell us what your thoughts are.
Okay, I actually watched the ceremony live today.
Oh, very good.
And I think that the action by the opposition is very embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nicest word that I have for them.
Okay.
Because I think if they disagree with how the procedures work, the Secretary of the House admitted, I mean, she actually said that she received the nomination on the 2nd of July.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. If let's say, the opposition had another information, I think they should have questioned the Secretary.
Yeah.
They should not actually, I mean, disrupt the ceremony like that. It is very, it is unbecoming of them.
Yeah.
But I just to share with you that I had the privilege previously of attending when they were in the government.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not changed. They have not changed. The way they heckle, the way they actually shout, it is typical of them. And I do hope that, you know, after GE14, after they are almost wiped out, they learned the lesson, but they have not.
Right. So you would have preferred it had they sat in to challenge, you know, what was being said?
Yes. I mean, I agree with what Khairi said. Like, you know, you have to respect the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
If, let's say, you disagree with the process, you do it after the ceremony is over, not during the ceremony itself.
Diane, are you optimistic about, I guess, a mature discourse and debates taking place, you know, with this new configuration in Parliament?
Okay. In the past, okay, whenever the opposition in the past, that's now in the government, when they debate on something, they always have points to debate.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the same with the government in the past. We're now in the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that they learn the lesson very fast on how to research on the issues and how to debate constructively.
Hmm.
All right, Diane, thank you very much for calling in. Greatly appreciated. You know, of course, we'll be continuing with the discussion. But in the meantime, here's some music by the Ramones.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.